Hello, Universal Time is 2100 hours. In Tehran, it's 1:30 a.m. You're watching this live with Press TV's international news. My name is Arash Zohidi. Well, Iran's foreign policy, or rather foreign ministry, has called on Western countries not to meddle in the country's internal affairs. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hassan Kashkovi called Western allegations regarding the 10th presidential elections as intolerable. He confirmed that Iran summoned a number of European ambassadors to protest their interfering remarks on the elections. Kashkovi urged Western countries to prevent unlawful protests outside Iranian embassies in their countries. He said the defeated candidates' complaints were being legally dealt with through the Guardian Council. Iran's foreign ministry has summoned ambassadors of several countries in protest against their biased stance towards the Iranian elections. Among those summoned is the ambassador of Switzerland, who represents U.S. interests in Tehran. The Iranian foreign ministry also summoned the Czech and Canadian charge d'affaires. The Czech diplomat, who represents the EU, has been summoned to protest interventionist and insulting statements made by the Union. Ambassadors of the Netherlands, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain were also summoned. The ministry has condemned the remarks of the British Premier and Foreign Secretary about Iran's presidential election as unreal, biased, and treacherous. Iran's intelligence minister Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejei says some of the main organizers of the recent post-election riots in Tehran have been arrested. Mohseni Ejei says the intelligence ministry is doing all it can to identify those involved in vandalizing public properties in the riots that erupted after the presidential elections. He said peaceful protesters should be distinguished from rioters. Earlier on Wednesday, officials from the parliament and the intelligence ministry urged people across the country to exercise restraint. They also urged the defeated presidential candidates to pursue their complaints through the Guardian Council. Supporters of defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi have held another rally in the Iranian capital city, Tehran. The peaceful demonstration against the election results started in Haftatir Square in central Tehran at 2 p.m. The ralliers walked to the nearby Valiya Asr Square in a mostly silent protest. One of the three defeated presidential candidates, Mehdi Karoubi, also accompanied the demonstrators. To other news now, the member states of the non-aligned movement, NAM, have defended Iran's right to possess nuclear energy. In a statement issued at the IAEA Board of Governors,